Glad you could drop in.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, assalamu alaikum, greetings of peace. Before we start, hit that notification bell after you subscribe.
Live for nothing or die for something.
Now, who doesn't know our friend Sylvester Stallone?
Everybody can change.
Remember that one, Adrian.
Yo, Adrian. Adrian.
Adrian.
Or how about when he went all out and extreme in Rambo?
I want to go home, Johnny. I want to drive my Chevy. I don't want one. I can't find it.
Someone shared this with me and I thought, good advice. He's really on point. Something extremely important.
Time.
So let's listen to what Sylvester Stallone has to say. Pay close attention to this one word he's going to be using.
Time.
Time. What's it remind you of? Let me know in the comments below.
What do you think is the most valuable thing you might have in your life that you really don't pay attention to, especially when you're young, because you just feel you have an abundance of it? It's never ending. Time.
What came to your mind when you heard this word time? If you connect it to the Quran, go ahead and share it with me in the comments below, and I'll share with you what came to my mind, and I'll elaborate some more. Now go ahead, Sylvester Stallone, and tell us some more.
Time. And as you get older, you realize time becomes your currency.
SubhanAllah, he said, time becomes your currency. How many out there are just wasting time via Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, Facebook, social media, just prattling about insignificant things, you name it. If you accumulate, just think about that. If you accumulate, add it up day by day, each day, not to mention the weeks, months, and years, how much of it actually is beneficial time versus useless time? Think about that. It's very deep. Things you'll get good deeds or bad deeds for. And ask yourself, which one, when I'm doing all these things, is writing? The angel on the left or the one on the right? Let's hear what else Sylvester Stallone has to say.
When you realize there's less runway up ahead than behind, you sometimes learn that too late.
He said, when you realize there is less runway up ahead than behind you, sometimes you learn too late. This is deep, brothers and sisters. And Sylvester Stallone, the Muslims will appreciate this. As we take these kind of topics seriously, as you're referring to our DD, departure date, as Islam has so many things to say about this topic, and it behooves you, Sylvester, to look into and see for yourself. Now, if you didn't know, Islam simply means to submit your will to the creator of the heavens and the earth, and we invite you to it, my friend.
So I'm telling you people that you really have to be very, very, very stingy with your time. Don't waste it on people that aren't like-minded.
He says, don't waste your time with unlike-minded people.
Don't waste it doing things that you know are not part of your dream plan. Don't waste time being bitter, which I know I've been argumentative, and I understand the meaning of hate, because in the end, it's just waste your most valuable asset, time.
So what could we take from this? If you come across people and they're trying to invite you to the club, still going to the club, don't waste my
time.
People who are still partying and playing those tracks that put you in the la-la land, tell them, don't waste my
time.
Friends who are inviting you to get back to getting pimped by shaitan, to the alcohol, to the drinks, to the party, to the drugs, to the moral decay and corruption, things that corrupt the heart, mind, body, and soul, tell them, don't waste my
time.
Time to the Kim Kardashians and the DJ Khaleds, tell them, I don't want to be part of it. Don't waste my
time.
Or you got friends who remind you of your true purpose in life, your creator. When you mess up, they remind you of the hereafter. They remind you of when it's time for salah, when it's time for prayer, or they're trying to get you out of hijab into some tawdry dress. Tell them, don't waste my
time.
Jannah's on my mind.
Nothing is over. Nothing.
Now, my brothers and sisters, one last chance. What did that remind you of when he was talking about
time
repeatedly? Go ahead and leave that in the comments below. From the Quran, it makes you think. Did Sylvester Stallone ever read the Quran?
Yes, I knew. I just had no idea.
Probably not. And if he did, possibly a really bad translation from much of the hate machine that's out there. Inshallah, this video gets to him with your help. Do you think he'll read the Quran verbatim, word of God Almighty?
Yes.
Make dua for his guidance and his fans' guidance, inshallah. those who will be watching this video, our guest.
Glad you could drop in.
Now, back to what I was thinking. Here's the answer. As soon as Sylvester Stallone started talking over and over about the importance of time.
Time.
For those that know, it reminded me of the surah from the Quran where God Almighty, the Creator, is saying, in the name of God, the gracious, the merciful. By time, all mankind is in loss, except those who believe. And believe in what? In the pure monotheism. It's called the Tawheed, the pure monotheism, not the Father, Son, Holy Ghost, Trinity. No, just one God. And encourage people and invite people to the truth and recommend patience and perseverance. In this next clip where Sylvester Stallone, he's talking about Christ. We'll get that to a second. I really never caught that Rocky was used in this way to kind of proselytize. In this way, he was doing his dawah, subhanAllah.
People don't realize it's the first shot is this shot of Christ, and it comes down over the beams of the church.
Now, Sylvester Stallone, you talk about Christ, which means the Messiah, translated Christ. Did you know, as Muslims, we love Jesus Christ as one of the mightiest messengers sent by God in a chain of messengers? Let me just name a few of the other mighty messengers: Abraham, Noah, Moses, Jesus, and Muhammad, just being the last and final messenger sent to mankind. It had to come to an end. He just happens to be the last and final messenger who was also sent as a mercy to mankind for you. So going back to Jesus, we believe in his miracles, in his miraculous birth, that he gave life to the dead by God's permission. He healed the sick by God's permission, by God Almighty Allah's permission. And often you hear in church, for those that believe in Jesus, or if they deny Jesus, we believe in him. And we believe if you deny Jesus as a mighty messenger, if you deny him that he was sent by the Creator of the heavens and earth, if you curse him like some people do and his mother, that you can end up in the hell fire. And if you also take him as a God or a literal son of God, you can also end up in that place too. Because this is very important, my friend. And everybody out there, Jesus never ever, I know you hear these things, but not everything that we hear is based on evidence and truth. Jesus never ever claimed to be the God, the Creator, or a literal Son of God, or did he ever call people to worship himself? He only called people to worship the one up above, the Creator of the heavens and earth, God Almighty Allah.
Actually, find Christian ideals that he finds love. He starts to bring people together.
And this next clip, Sylvester Stallone, he was talking, he talks about these slogans. He finds loves, brings people together. That's why we call it the Ummah. This is the community of almost 2 billion Muslims. And we ask you, Sylvester Stallone, to come to visit us, come to a mosque, go ahead and read the Quran, and go ahead and connect with a Muslim so you can go ahead and learn more as we're inviting you to this beautiful way of life, of submission to the Creator, not the creation.
Himself with old friends, even ex-fighters that read scripture, and then when he goes into the ring.
Talk about in that clip, reading scripture. Sylvester Stallone, why not read the Quran? I heard you've read, I mean, this is amazing. People read all sorts of books, and I've heard that you've read all of Shakespeare's books. So why not read the Quran? As a potential, we know it's the verbatim word of God Almighty, but why don't you, as a potential book from your Creator to you, why don't you read it? And I have a surprise for you at the end and for all your fans.
There is one thing about speaking the word, but eventually you do need the crusader. Someone who goes out there and has to defend it and face evil one-on-one.
This is extremely interesting. You said, Sylvester Stallone, you said there's one thing about speaking the word, meaning the word of God, but eventually you need a crusader. One who has to face evil one-on-one. These are your words.
Eventually, you do need the crusader. Someone who goes out there and has to defend it and face evil.
So what you said there is pretty much jihad. I mean, they say Sylvester Stallone is talking. They can actually take this and say Sylvester Stallone is talking about jihad.
This is where the law stops and I start.
Did you catch that? Because jihad is to struggle and strive against evil. That's what you're talking about. One has to step up eventually from speaking to go ahead and fight against evil. And that's a whole different topic in and of itself, but that's what a jihad means, is to struggle and strive against evil and corruption. And again, that's a whole different topic. We've done many shows on this. Just go to our channel and type in the word jihad, and we go more in detail, and you can watch some of the programs that discuss this concept, this term, this subject, jihad.
I was raised strict Catholic, and then when I got to Hollywood, and all of a sudden you're giving the key to the candy stores and temptation abounds.
Now, anybody else from this background, or like him, I believe Sir Stallone is Italian, I want you and anyone else out there to check out my brother, Michael DeCiro.
Michael DeCiro.
DeCiro.
He was also raised a strict Catholic with over 8 years in a monastery. You can hear where he's talking about worshiping only one God.
Hear, O Israel, the Lord your God is one God. Worship him alone.
About Jesus, the Trinity.
If Jesus was God or bringing something new, he should have said, Hear, O Israel, the Lord thy God is me. Or the Lord thy God is three. Or the Lord thy God is three in one. What happened?
And let me direct you that if you go to our channel, that's number 442. 442, you can see the entire episode. And while I'm giving out numbers, you can also check out 837, where we talk about the different miracles in the Quran, particularly this one of the splitting of the moon. Check that out.
Yes! Yes!
And Sylvester Stallone, let me just share one verse, ayah from the Quran, since we're talking about Jesus, where God Almighty Allah is saying, the Messiah, son of Mary, was only a messenger before whom other messengers had passed away. And his mother was a woman of truth. They both used to eat food. Note how I make clear the revelations to them and note how they are deluded. This is in chapter 5, verse 75 in the Quran, verbatim word of God Almighty. Think about that, my friend Sylvester Stallone. Anyone who, this is common sense, anyone who eats food can't be God, cannot be divine. They are not self-sufficient. They are dependent on the Creator, on God. They have to answer the call of nature. And if there's no toilet, they have to look for the rocks in the bush. Now, we don't want to go ahead and attribute that to the Creator of heavens and earth, God Almighty. God doesn't look for the bush and the rocks. He's above all these things humans ascribe to him. That's why we say, Subhanallah, glory be to God, the Most High.
Of course I knew. I just had no idea.
Just a few interesting points. I mean, as Muslims, we love also Moses. And did you know that Moses is mentioned 136 times in the Quran? Why wouldn't you want to read the Quran to learn about what the Quran says about Moses, about Abraham? He was a pure monotheist. Remember, Abraham wasn't a Jew or a Christian, but he was one who submitted his will to the Creator of the heavens and earth, to God Almighty Allah. He was a Muslim because that's what a Muslim means, one who submits his or her to the one God. He's mentioned 69 times in the Quran. Noah. He's also mentioned 43 times in the Quran as a Muslim, a submitter to God. Joseph, Yusuf, he's mentioned 27 times in the Quran as one who submitted his will to God. Look at the chain of revelation. All these messengers came, like Lot, Lut, alayhi salam. He's mentioned 27 times in the Quran. And he's also, look at his story, very interesting. Look at the moral message that he's calling to. Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him. He's mentioned four times, ton of references to him. But just think about it. Side note over here, why would he, if he's writing this book, why wouldn't he elevate himself more in the Quran? Why wouldn't he elevate his own mother? Instead, he's elevating Jesus's mother, because it's not him, it's God Almighty. And there's a whole chapter named after his blessed mother, Maryam, Mary, in the Quran. That's why you should read the Quran. And this is a very interesting point. Jesus, the son of Mary, is mentioned an equal number of times as Adam, the first man, exactly 25 times each. So let me just get you one more, Sylvester. Sylvester, one more, and the rest you can read on your own.
Yes!
In chapter 359 of the Quran, God Almighty, this is God Almighty speaking about Jesus. He said, the likeness of Jesus in God's sight is that of Adam. He created him from dust. Then he said to him, be, and he was. Kun fayakun. So turn your thinking caps on. If anyone had more of a right to be called the son of God, it would be Adam, as he had no mother or did he have a father. But in the language of that time, the language of the Jews at that time, son of God meant someone who was close to God, a servant or a slave of God, not a literal son of God. You see, cats have kittens, cows have calves, dogs have puppies. So what do you mean? People don't think when they say this. What are you saying when God had a son? A baby God? No, this does not befit the majesty of the Creator God Almighty. This does not befit the supreme creator of the heavens and earth. These are pagan concepts, as Jesus, him himself, his original followers, his companions, his disciples, his brother James, the earliest Christians, they didn't preach, teach, or taught any of these things. They taught and brought that pure monotheism. But over time, the message got changed and corrupted and distorted. That's why God Almighty, the Creator of Allah, sent the Quran. And we're inviting you, Sylvester Stallone, and the people out there to go ahead and read the Quran. And the surprise is, we're going to make this easy. You can get the Quran for free at thedeanshow.com.
Yes! Yes!
And for my friend Sylvester Stallone, I'll go ahead and make myself accessible to you. If you had any questions, if you want some answers to certain things, go ahead, have your team hook up with my team. We can go ahead and make that happen. If we can get you on the program also, or just a private conversation, we'll go ahead and make myself available for you and other people who are out there who have some questions. Go ahead and call us, 1-800-662-4752. Get in touch before some of the haters, people out there who've been programmed by much of the hate and negative propaganda that's out there. Go ahead and watch some of our shows. Give us a call. Visit a mosque. And this is the way moving forward so we can have more peace and harmony in the world. Brothers and sisters, let's go ahead and benefit from what we started talking about in the beginning, what Sylvester Stallone was talking about.
Time.
That kicked this off. Time. Taking advantage of the time we have left on this earth before the runway up ahead is gone and we come to an end. Subhanallah. Now go ahead, leave your comments in the comment section below. Let us know what you think. You think he'll read the Quran after he gets this message? Inshallah, with your help, go ahead and like this video. Help it to get some traction going so we can go ahead and get this message to him and others. And don't forget to subscribe, hit that notification bell, and support us on our Patreon page. Jazakallah khair. Assalamu alaikum. Peace be with you. Thank you guys for tuning in. Go ahead and watch this video here. And you can also watch one of our videos right here. You can support us right here. And you can also subscribe right here. Thank you for tuning into The Dean Show. Peace be with you. Assalamu alaikum.